Every divorced couple once believed they'd found the one. They stood before witnesses, made solemn vows, and genuinely believed their attraction would sustain them through decades of life together. Yet here's the uncomfortable truth. Nearly half of all marriages end in divorce, and countless others survive in quiet misery. What if the entire premise of modern dating, finding the right person, is fundamentally flawed? What if lasting love isn't about discovering your perfect match, but becoming someone worth finding? This isn't just another self-help philosophy. Celebrities from Justin Bieber to Selena Gomez have credited these principles with transforming their relationships, and college psychology courses now teach this framework as essential curriculum. The reason is simple. It works. But it requires abandoning everything our culture has taught us about romance. We've all watched a friend fall for someone completely wrong for them. That's focalism, the brain's tendency to magnify one thing while ignoring everything else. When strong physical attraction enters the picture, our carefully considered criteria evaporate. Here's the uncomfortable reality. You're sexually compatible with far more people than you're relationally compatible with. Sexual chemistry and relational compatibility are entirely different things, yet we constantly confuse them. Sex creates a fog that prevents clear-eyed evaluation of a relationship's actual health. Our sexual pasts don't simply become just history when we meet the right person. They surface during intimate moments with a spouse in ways we never anticipated. What seems manageable as a single person often becomes unmanageable in marriage. The present will eventually become your past, and your relational past has a way of resurfacing at inopportune times. In academics, sports, business, and medicine, we understand that preparation determines success. Yet in relationships, we mistakenly believe promises can replace preparation. Every weekend, couples make sincere marriage vows they're unprepared to fulfill. Saying, "I do," makes someone accountable, but not capable. When you're accountable for something you're incapable of doing, misery follows. This explains why marriages starting with genuine love often end in bitter disappointment. The best predictor of someone's ability to commit isn't their promises, it's their prior commitments. Past behavior reliably indicates future performance. The paths people have chosen trump the promises they've made. Here's the sobering truth. You can't change another person. People only change when they decide to change themselves. When someone says, "I can't live without you," or "I need you," these aren't romantic declarations. They're red flags signaling dysfunction breeding dependence. The solution? Create space and wait. Nobody wishes they'd moved faster into commitment, but countless individuals wish they'd moved slower. Commit now to preparing yourself to keep commitments later, not to a person who isn't ready. When Denise met Mitchell in Atlanta, the total package, who was serious about his faith, she gushed to her mother about him. Her mom's response stung. "Sweetheart, the problem is, a guy like that is not looking for a girl like you." Devastated but determined, Denise made a transformative decision. She wouldn't try to trick Mitchell or compromise his values. Instead, she would become the type of person the person she was looking for was looking for. She changed her priorities, values, and friendships to align with who she wanted to be, not just to attract Mitchell, but to become her authentic self. This is the becoming principle. Instead of focusing on finding the right person, become the right person. This dramatically increases your odds of sustained relational success and helps you identify and avoid the wrong people. When you commit to preparing before promising, you naturally become more sensitive to people who share your priorities. Those committed to becoming better naturally attract like-minded individuals. Real relationships require abandoning storybook notions of love. The most transformational teaching treats love as something you do rather than feel. Love is patient, deliberately choosing to move at someone else's pace in conversation, decision-making, and commitment readiness. Love is kind, leveraging your strength on behalf of another, putting your abilities at someone else's disposal unconditionally. Love doesn't envy, boast, or act proudly. These expressions of insecurity undermine relationships through sarcasm, criticism, and public disrespect. Love doesn't dishonor. It brings your best self to the relationship. Love is not self-seeking. It puts others' interests first. Paradoxically, being self-seeking early in relationships is more dangerous, quickly revealing if your partner is selfish. Love is not easily angered. It responds thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively. When someone's words stir something inside you, it's your issue to own and address. Love keeps no record of wrongs, choosing to see the best while overlooking the rest. These qualities don't sustain themselves naturally, but they're necessary to maintain the chemistry that makes early relationships exhilarating. Take a year off all romantic and sexual pursuits. This challenge has transformed countless lives, saving relationships or leading people to their future spouse. The payoff? Clarity. When relationships turn physical, objectivity vanishes. During this year, focus on five areas: addressing your past, breaking harmful habits, setting standards, eliminating debt, and reconnecting with community. If your family was dysfunctional, understand how it affects your future. Unresolved issues contaminate relationships. End relationships with substances and activities that own pieces of you: alcohol, drugs, gambling, overspending, or overeating. Pre-decide your boundaries regarding sexual involvement, because without predetermined standards, someone else will decide for you. Money is the number one source of conflict among couples. Use this year to eliminate debt while single. A warning: a week or two after making your commitment, you'll likely meet someone amazing. Don't break it. You need time to become the person you're looking for is looking for. Every event in your past is part of your story. We all have chapters we'd rather forget, moments of poor judgment, relationships that left scars, decisions we'd reverse if we could. But today, you're writing another entry. The question isn't whether you have regrets, it's what story you want to tell going forward. Is it ever too late to correct past mistakes? The answer depends on whether you believe in redemption. Restoration is available regardless of what you've done or what was done to you. The way back begins with your decision to become someone rather than merely meet someone, to write a story you'd be proud to tell your children. In a culture selling instant gratification and treating relationships as disposable, choosing to prepare before promising is revolutionary. It means recognizing that who you're becoming matters more than who you're seeking, and that love isn't a feeling to chase, but a decision to make daily. Your next chapter begins with a choice. Will you keep searching for someone to complete you, or will you become complete so you can truly share yourself? This difference determines whether your love story ends in disappointment or becomes the lasting connection you've always wanted.